T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
Aaron Rodgers has told certain members of the organization that he does not want to return to the Green Bay Packers. And this is an issue that has gone on throughout the course of the offseason, so much so that each of the Packers' main individual decision makers, the president, Mark Murphy, the head coach, Matt LaFleur, the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, have each taken trips out west to go meet with Aaron Rodgers, to fly out and meet with him to see if they could change his mind and convince him to come back to Green Bay, which he does not want to do at this point in time. But to date, Aaron Rodgers has not budged. And so we have a standoff here that nobody knows exactly where it's going.
Shefty, just a few hours ago on ESPN, as what we thought was going to be an unbelievable night, round one of the NFL draft, has turned into even a bigger story. Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. Schefter had some of the details.
The 49ers called the Green Bay Packers last night, and the Packers said, we're not trading him. And the Los Angeles Rams called in January before they traded for Matthew Stafford to see if they would trade him, and they were told no. And a short time ago, basically the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, issued this statement. As we've stated since the season ended, we are committed to Aaron in 2021 and beyond. Aaron has been a vital part of our success, and we look forward to competing for another championship with him leading our team. But the fact of the matter is, there are other members of the organization that don't know if and when Aaron Rodgers will show back up in Green Bay. He's going through a lot of change in his life right now. He's engaged to be married. He hosted Jeopardy during the offseason, has a lot of hopes, a lot of different dreams, and I don't think he's particularly happy right now being in Green Bay. And I think this dates back, ironically enough, to the draft last year, when not only did the Green Bay Packers draft a quarterback, but they traded up to draft a quarterback. And not only did they trade up to draft a quarterback, but they didn't tell him in advance that they were drafting a quarterback.
This is beautiful, this whole story. Andy Hart joins us. You're going to hear voice all night long until, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Show. Yeah, I'm doing the Fourier fundraiser. I'm just not raising any money. I'm just here for 24 hours.
He needs a little bit more sunscreen. He's run out. Plus, his bar tab is maxed out. All right, you tell me. You knew this was going to be a wild day to begin with. How different is it now?
I think this takes over everything. Like, yep. I'm interested to see, literally, I think they're going to weave this in between every pick. I kind of feel bad for all these kids. Like, this is supposed to be the highlight of their life.
Yeah.
And it's like, 49ers take Mac Jones, but Aaron Rodgers is still of it. Like, every pick is just going to be the appetizer.
I was feeling for the GM of the Packers, dude. My boy, Gutekunst.
How many times can you say his name hour?
But here's the thing. Think about
74 times.
Think about what Aaron Rodgers just did to this guy.
Yes.
So he's trying to pick, where are they, like 27th?
Yes.
You know, and something like that, right?
He was thinking of getting a receiver for Rodgers.
Yeah, he's got his scouts in the room. He's over there in the and today is the day that Rodgers is like, I want out. Now 30 teams are on the phone calling about Rodgers, and does he have enough on his plate? Like, tonight you're going to do it?
And we don't think that's a coincidence, right?
No.
This is that just like, dropped today?
I want more money? I'm going to make your life miserable today?
I think that's just Aaron Rodgers. He is a whack job.
Yeah.
I don't know what game you were playing earlier, Lou, with your lust for and then distaste for Aaron Rodgers.
I fell in love with Aaron Rodgers. Then the more I kind of thought about it, and I just thought about, like, you know, compared him to that Brady situation, they're both in the same spot. They both were great.
Yes.
The year they drafted a quarterback kind of to take over. Brady won. Rodgers did win a Super Bowl. And the Patriots continue to screw Tom Brady over financially. And you never heard, I want out.
Right.
This guy.
You always hear something with this guy.
It's always something.
He's a dink. He's been a dink since the
something.
The very first comment he made, remember, when, you know, do you have any regret the 49ers didn't take you? Not as much regret as they have that they didn't take me.
Yeah.
Like, he's been a dink since the second he landed on the NFL radar. Remember a couple of years ago, I think they changed quarterbacks coaches, and they didn't ask him first if they could can one guy and hire the other guy. He thinks that the Green Bay Packers are his team.
Well, they kind of are.
But he's never happy. And correct me if I'm wrong, I want no part of him.
Wow.
And the other thing I would say.
Hold on, Andy. You've said this over the last 2 years with Brady, because you've said pretty much he seems to be a different guy, right?
Diva dink.
Yes.
So why are you going to go get a new diva dink?
Because you can win. Because it's all about winning. I agree with everything you just said.
How many Super Bowls Aaron Rodgers won recently?
I still want him as a quarterback.
How'd he do last year? Lost. How'd he do the year before? Lost. Because all I heard for a long time was people like Fitzy and the Pats Nation peeps telling me, Rodgers is a loser. Yeah, he puts up numbers.
I'm with you.
He can run around, but what's he win? Nothing. It never leads to. He can't come back. You ever see him? His comeback numbers, they don't exist.
I just needed a little reminder. We played a little sound earlier.
I know, you get excited, because I'm the same way.
It's Aaron Rodgers, but then I'm like, you know.
MVP Aaron Rodgers, but.
Yeah. He is a dink. He's all of those things you just said.
And he's a Dodger.
And yet,
loser.
And I think the media has overrated him a little bit because they love him so much. And in comparisons with Tom Brady, I don't know, maybe it's style that they like with Rodgers over Brady. But if you can get him for this team based on what you're dealing with right now with Cam Newton or one of these kids you're going to wait for 3 years or Jimmy Garoppolo as a bridge, how would you not do that deal? If you're the Patriots.
Are you selling out and giving up multiple first-round picks, multiple second-round picks? I mean, I got to think that there's going
to be... Yeah, I'm okay with that. With
so
you
just going all in on Aaron Rodgers?
That would be selling out.
I think your team's pretty good right now, Andy.
Well,
you got a pretty good team.
Who's the best offensive weapon that he could play with this year, Davante Adams or anyone on the Patriots?
That'd be Davante Adams.
Okay, so he's taking a downgrade with his number one.
Yeah, he had one receiver out there, but they didn't have depth on the receiver. He threw
Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith combined may get 1,000 yards. Combined. Because they've never done it. They're a 400-yard receiver and a 600-yard receiver that we've put in Gronk Canton land.
True that.
Right?
I agree with
you 100%. So if I'm Aaron Rodgers, what am I going to in New England? I'm getting farther from the West Coast. I'm getting to a hard-ass coach who's probably not going to let me do Jeopardy. No. I'm getting to a harder media market. How do you think Relax is going to play? How about on this radio station when Aaron Rodgers, they lose a couple games in a row and he goes, Relax, I know you gave up 3 first-round picks and I know I'm 38 and I'm going to be done in a couple years. Just relax. There's plenty of time. He does not fit Boston, the Patriots, Bill Belichick in any form or fashion.
Well, Lou, I give you
credit. It took a little bit.
It did.
But you got to the right point. You saw the flashy object. You got excited for a minute.
Listen, she was hot. You know, I mean,
yes,
outfit. I mean, it looked good.
Hot.
It looked good. And then she opened her mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? It reminded
me.
It reminded me that no.
Okay.
No.
R-E-L-A-X.
I'm out.
I want to go on what Andy just said about getting along with Bill Belichick. Teddy Bruschi said this on First Take back in 2018 about Aaron Rodgers and Bill. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll get to it in a second here. But he also said it with us, like the very next week, that he thought it was not a real good combination.
The mentalities is so important when you've won championships over a long period of time, and specifically dealing with the man that Bill Belichick is, I do not think Aaron Rodgers would last.
If Bill Belichick could swap out Brady for Rodgers, you think he'd do it?
Why would I want a player, if I'm a head coach and if I thought about it the way that I'm thinking about it, that couldn't survive me as a personality, that couldn't survive me pointing out all of his mistakes, whether we won or whether we lost, every Monday morning, every single time? You have not played a good enough game for me in 18 years. Could he survive that type of that? And I think Bill
Rodgers
Belichick would see that. Bill Belichick would see that and like, I don't know if this guy's tough enough for me.
No question. I just think they would butt heads. Now, I know it's a short-term deal because Bill's 69 and Rodgers is in his late 30s.
Bingo.
But I think Rodgers' short-term is like a week. I think he comes in saying, yeah, Bill, no, we're cool. I understand the way it works here. And then he's getting chewed out and he's like, Bill, I threw for 330.
Yeah, I'm seeing all these people on like Twitter, right? And it's, I hope drafting Jordan Love was worth it. You know, little messages to Green Bay. Or drafting Jordan Love ruined this relationship and it's going to cost them. And did drafting Jimmy Garoppolo cost the New England Patriots?
No, because they went
stuck
to two
around,
Super
went
Bowls.
To two more Super Bowls. Like, right. The quarterback was like, oh, okay.
It's on.
I'll show you.
Right.
And Rodgers did it last year.
But didn't
after
finish
one
it.
Year, he's like,
didn't finish it.
Didn't finish it. Didn't get to the Super Bowl. And like after one year, he's like, I want out because of what you did a year ago. And Brady said, I'm going to play so well, I'm going to make you ask trade him. Like, it's just two different people. Great player. I think I'm good.
Great puss talent. Face.
Great talent.
He's a great talent.
He's a puss face.
Puss face.
Yeah, I'm not going to dispute anything you guys are saying about him.
But you want him. But you want to give up three first-round picks, two twos, and three players to get him.
And I'll tell you why, Andy, because you just said it. Bill Belichick is 69 years of age. He's looking at the clock right now and saying, what do I have here? Maybe four or five years. I don't know, health-wise, whether I'm going to feel the same way 2 or 3 years from now, because originally he thought at age 70 he was going to be done. All right, but health-wise, he's pretty good. Now I'm looking at the landscape. I may get one of these kids. I'm going to have to give up a fortune to get one of these kids, and then I'm going to wait for, 3 years? And maybe I end up with Sam Darnold and I'm dealing him away? Or do I go and give Jimmy Garoppolo, who gives me a better chance of winning more than 7 games, but does he give me a chance of really getting to where our goal is, and that is to get to the Super Bowl? No. This guy does it. Short term, he may be a pain in the ass, puss face, whatever, but it gives me a better chance of winning within my clock, within my window.
So you are painting a very, very desperate picture of Bill Belichick.
I'm a desperate
that
artist.
That he's desperate.
Desperate artist.
That he is in that.
I think he wants to win.
See,
anything.
I want him to be desperate.
I think
draft,
he wants to win right now, Andy.
Right.
At
win.
15. And people say he's not that desperate to trade up and get a kid. But now you're desperate. And you talk about that's going all in. Because by the time Aaron Rodgers' career is over, and maybe Bill's done in 3 or 4 years, they will sit there and say, geez, we haven't had a first-round pick in the last 2 or 3 years. We haven't had a second-round pick in the last couple of years. Who knows what it's going to cost them? That is going all in.
All in. And you leave them the cupboard bare.
Yeah, empty. That is all in. That is bad.
And I don't think Bill envisions that. And what about
so,
all these
so
comments we've
so
heard?
So he's going to be mediocre for the next 3 or 4 years, and then he can say to everybody as he's leaving, and all these fans are pissed off. You think they were pissed off at him last year at 7-9. What happens if you do this for 3 years? And then he can say, but I left you in good shape for the future, for Josh or for his son or whatever. Come on.
So you don't think, well, first of all, what happened to the idea that, you know, the Chris Sims quote-unquote that wasn't really attributed to Chris Sims, that you give Bill an average quarterback and he can win a Super Bowl? So what about Jimmy? Is he suddenly so desperate that he needs arguably one of the three most talented quarterbacks in football? That's the only way he wins? Or did he rebuild his roster? Does he have a defense? Does he think he's sort of supplemented what he had offensively and complemented some of the things he had with the running game by adding these receivers? Glenn, you are painting a truly desperate image of Bill Belichick that I don't think any of us ever thought we'd see. Doesn't he work from a position of power and value and analytics and all these things? You're just saying he's no different than anywhere else. He's freaked out. He sees Aaron Rodgers and he says, take whatever you want. Take my first-round picks, my second-round picks. Have we ever painted him in that image before?
Well, I'm not sure I give up everything, Andy, but I look at what other teams are willing to do, and I think I'm on the phone with Green Bay right now. I am absolutely on the phone trying to see if I can work something out. Now, there's probably a limit to it, but yeah, Jimmy, why do you think he wants to bring in? I believe he wants to bring Jimmy Garoppolo
Me
in
too.
Here. Not because he believes that Jimmy Garoppolo is great, and he's probably very concerned about the injury situation, but he looks at the price, and I think it's going to be cheaper than people think. And second of all, he says, I can win more games with Jimmy Garoppolo with the skilled position players I just acquired in the offseason than I can with Cam Newton. I'm better at that position. He says that all the time. You want to get better at each one of these positions. Rodgers is not better than Jimmy Garoppolo?
Certainly, but it isn't a Rodgers-Garoppolo comparison. It's Garoppolo in exchange for a second or third round pick versus Rodgers in exchange for 3 ones, 2 twos, and a player.
Right.
Right? If we're talking about what you can be as a team this year, next year, the next 3 years. And then the other issue is he going to get in a bidding war? Because I got to tell you, the first team that I thought of when you hear West Coast is John Gruden and the Raiders.
No question.
Crazy
we
Raiders.
Said that. We brought him up.
Yeah. Mayock and
I think
Gruden.
That's where he's going
to
end up.
But the other thing to factor in, too, is that we were saying you already drafted the successor, right? Jordan Love.
Theoretically, what if they fell out of love with
that's
Love?
That's what I'm saying. You have 1 year because pretty if
good.
You
that was not good.
If
actually,
you
no.
if you were in love with Love,
yes.
After watching 1 year,
Gutenkunst is in love with Love.
Okay, if he is, don't you, almost it's like Aaron Rodgers doing you a favor because you've got your quarterback now. Maybe you thought he'd be the guy 2 years from now. Well, okay, he's the guy right now. But if you really liked Love, you could look at it and say, "Man, okay, Aaron." He wants out. You know, we try to give him an extension. Our fan base knows we try to give him an extension. He's not happy. He's pissed. We drafted Love, whatever. But you're going to, we like Love. Wait till you see what he looks like. And now you can get a haul for Aaron Rodgers, and you've still got the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a no-brainer.
If they really believe Jordan Love is still the guy they drafted.
They must not.
Right? I mean, they drafted him to be the franchise QB. Otherwise, you don't do it.
Yeah.
But now you've had a year. You see his work ethic. You see whatever. The skills up close. You see him
he
practice.
Ain't ready.
Right. He's not.
Because if he is, this is a no-brainer.
An absolute no-brainer. If you can get multiple first-round picks and players.
And your quarterback of the future you already have.
So it sounds like this thing has been going on for some time.
And yes.
So the Packers front office realizes how disgruntled he's been. If that were the case, that you love Jordan Love, you would have 2 months ago, when all of these teams had lots of money, you would have engaged in some type of conversations with these other teams to try to trade him. You would.
Yes.
And so, no, they're not in love with Jordan Love. And so now they're running scared when they come out and make comments that, nope, we're not moving on from Aaron Rodgers. Well, what if Aaron Rodgers refuses to play for you? What if he says, I'm going to be the host of Jeopardy. I don't need you guys. I don't need football right now. I can take a respite. And yeah. Then he forces their hand.
If they were intent on moving on from Rodgers, or they even saw the relationship severing, you want to do it before Carolina makes any moves, before Chicago makes any moves, right? All these teams that are in hell.
Yeah.
He's Aaron Rodgers. Maybe you could sucker Shad Khan into the number one overall pick, right?
I mean,
it's Aaron Rodgers. This is not... You know, Teddy Bridgewater trade or Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Like, a couple months ago, we would have had Deshaun Watson, Stafford. Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers all on the trading block, potentially.
Crazy.
So the Packers clearly weren't ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers until Rodgers, as he is wont to do, I'm not happy anymore.
But they're
in
such
out.
A better shot, a shape, though, than say, Houston, which was like, okay, if we lose Deshaun Watson, we got to get like Tua back in return. Or Darnold, though, maybe even draft
only
the
if
kid.
Love can play.
Or draft like, the kid.
Love
right.
never played last year. That was the thing I look back, because I remember that Brady game. Remember when Brady blew out the Packers, and they benched Aaron Rodgers in like the third quarter? They pulled him, and Love didn't come in. It was some other guy I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
So he didn't even get, you know, Patrick Mahomes, the Patrick Mahomes plan, he got a little playing time the year before he took over for Alex Smith. I think it's weird. I mean, if I'm a Packers beat writer, the thing I'm asking right now, as much as all the Aaron Rodgers, what do they think of Jordan Love?
Did you miss on that guy?
Did you miss? Did you sour on? Did you realize already Jordan Love is not that good?
Yeah. So the funny thing is, this is deep rooted because we can take you back right now to August the 4th of last year when Aaron Rodgers was asked about what were you thinking when you were watching the draft?
Yeah, I was watching the draft and thinking about which receiver might be there at that time. And when they traded up, I was definitely a little perked up a little bit. Yeah, I got a text from my agent. He just texted quarterback. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. I love scotch, but I've been drinking some sipping tequila lately as well. Once I got that text, I went to the pantry. I poured myself, you know, about four fingers. And I knew it was going to be one of those nights where the people were going to start calling. And there's going to be, you know, hey, you know, everything fine? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, fine. Like I said, I wasn't elated by the pick, you know, especially being one game away from the Super Bowl and feeling like we're a couple players away, but at the same time, I understand it's a business.
Mm. Yeah, this is deep-rooted. This was that draft did it for him. Screw them. They have no respect for me. Then he goes out and he does, you know, has a great season, an MVP season, and then it's done. Some people would say, okay, I proved and I showed you guys what I am, and now I'm going to come back and give me some more respect. Instead, what he's saying is, I don't want your respect. Screw you. I want a different uniform. I want out of here. That's what he's doing.
I think he's bat bleep crazy, personally.
Maybe.
Even when you hear this, the way this played out, right?
Yeah.
He wanted an extension. They didn't give it to him. Then they offered it to him. Oh, nope. I don't want it anymore. Like, it's all a game. You know, Lou made the comparison to a fine-looking woman. This is a crazy fine-looking woman who has never really been able to fit, right? He's never been able to fit comfortably. There's always been something going on with the Packers or Aaron Rodgers. And that's a him issue. That's not everybody else. I'm sorry. That's a him issue.
You meet some girl, you get engaged, you really don't know her, and after a year you realize she's like batshit crazy.
Yep.
I'm wondering, what is Russell Wilson thinking as he's watching this all play out? Because he seemed to be pissed. He seemed to be to the point where he wanted out. And in some way, the Seattle and Pete Carroll and that entire organization got him to calm down.
What if they flipped?
I wonder if he's looking at this today. I wonder if he's looking at this today saying, you've got to be kidding me.
Who has to give up more? Russell Wilson for Aaron Rodgers.
You give up more. What's Russell Wilson's age
he's
now?
He's a little younger.
Yeah.
He's going to be, what, 4 years younger?
32, 33,
I think he's like
six years younger.
He's 32?
Yeah. So you're going to give up more. You're getting him for six extra years, theoretically.
Yeah.
And he's already talked about playing. Yeah.
Rodgers plus. For Russell Wilson. Yeah. That'd be fun.
All right, let's get some reaction. Andy Hart has joined us here for this hour. He will be with you in the next hour, the next hour.
All hours. I'm doing my shift, and I got a little update on my little app here that says my next shift starts in an hour. So every shift just rolls over.
He's actually going to call an inning of the Rangers-Red Sox games.
You are so organized. It's like you once worked for the Patriots or something. It's amazing how organized you are. Here's Paul. Paul's in Westfield. Next up here in EEI.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Paul.
I love the what I call the cuddly considerations and comments about Aaron, from crazy to diva. And then I hear Glenn saying, we have to get this immediate advancement. So let's clarify real quick. Well, hold on. Let's clarify something. When you're in its circumstances that are so bad and you put up with it and get a relatively good level of success, despite being in an era with the best of all time, it's the little train that could. My neighbor loves him. Women love him. He's all-star. He's got a national ad on TV, so he's clearly not crazy. He just probably has come to realize that sometimes you have to know when to say no and walk away. You know, a wise man knows when to love a woman. A wiser man knows when not to. So this is an opportunity that Glenn is saying. This is immediate advancement. And here's the funniest part. Imagine having Cam after COVID on fourth and short yardage, letting Aaron not take the runs and the hits, and letting him go out there and tune up everybody with the real support staff under conditions that are designed to help him, not hinder him. That's the big question.
I think the bigger question that we're sort of avoiding is, just because you trade for Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you still got Cam. I mean, it's a competition.
Hold on. The worst part about it is Belichick may say that.
Hey, go to Carlos. He's a Packer fan.
Carlos is a Packer fan living in Cambridge. Wow, that's a little strange. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. Go ahead, Carlos. You're up.
I was actually born in Puerto Rico. I never watched a football game. First football game I ever watched was Favre versus Elway. So I fell in love with Green Bay since then. So I've been watching the Packers a lot. Very fortunate to have Favre into Rodgers, but I'll be honest with you, Rodgers is an extremely selfish player. I've always seen him bash his teammates. Love watching him. He's an artist when he throws the ball, but you've never seen him take a pay cut. You've never seen him done anything really for the team. He also crumbles in the playoffs. I think in New England, he'll do great with this rebuilt team, but I think if you're a New England fan, you want to stay focused on the goal, get your rookie in this draft, and let's see how that flows. That's just my take on Rodgers. Okay. Love to watch him, but he's a horrible teammate. So.
All right, I like something.
Good call, Carlos.
Call back.
I like something that's a little bit more.
How about this stat, real quick? Bart Starr. You know how many seasons he played in Green Bay?
Lot time.
16.
Yeah.
You know how many years Brett Favre played in Green Bay?
A long time.
16.
16.
Ooh, nice.
You know how many years Aaron Rodgers been in Green Bay?
16.
Wow.
Well done.
They've never had a QB play 17.
Wow.
16.
So expiration.
They're not going to this time around either.
How do you believe those three quarterbacks, 16 years?
It is amazing. It's kind of like one of those Kennedy's secretary was Lincoln and Lincoln's Kennedy.
Good
was
God.
The whole thing. Do you believe he would actually follow through on any threats? Like, would he walk away, just go do Jeopardy, or just go be...
Yes.
You've already said it.
You've talked about his character. You've talked about the way he is. Yes, I think he's stubborn.
No, I think he's traded.
I think he's going to get traded. But if they weren't willing to trade him, I think he would say, screw it. I'm going to do Jeopardy. I'm going to take some time off. I do. I think that's what he is.
Like we didn't have enough on our table tonight.
It's unreal.
Like, you just mentioned it, too. These kids are getting drafted. It's their night. And they're going to spend, like, 2 seconds breaking down the pick and then be like, oh, maybe Aaron Rodgers. You know, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, what would you do if you were Aaron Rodgers? What do you think a good spot for him is?
I think this is the most critical Patriots draft. I wrote it earlier in the week. At least since 2001. Maybe since Bledsoe. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're no longer on the draft. We're on Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, no, we're still on the draft.
Okay, so we're off Rodgers now, back to the draft.
We really should stick with the kids tonight. But do your Rodgers pregame, right?
Yeah.
If I'm ESPN right now, I heard Shefty say this yesterday with Greg Hill, where they were talking about the draft, and he said, well, it's not really my thing. My thing is the free agency. We're kind of in the background for the draft. If you're ESPN right now, it's great to have Mel Kiper, and you got all these other guys that know all of the kids that are in the draft. You're keeping Schefter around tonight. You're keeping guys who are covering the NFL around tonight. They are a bigger part of your telecast tonight. There's no question about it.
Just look how the story blew up. It was only a couple hours ago I was reading the guy out of Green Bay who said no calls.
Right.
No calls or whatever.
This is wrong. There's no calls.
Sources, no calls. And now
the guy
now he's played his
he
last
deleted
game.
His account. That guy deleted his account.
The guy that originally had the story about San Francisco talking with Green Bay is a sports talk show guy that has been there for years. Then he got fired about a year ago, 6 months ago, and I think he's somewhere else doing something. So people didn't take it that seriously, and so you had a lot of people out there in Wisconsin that were poo-pooing it initially right away.
Well, we even said it when it first came out. I was like, you talk about timing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can you imagine calling a team on draft day, say, hey, Aaron Rodgers, we'll give you 3. And they're like, 3? We got 27. We haven't scouted 3. Like, you can't come to me in the day of the draft and expect me to be ready to pick 3rd.
Plus,
but we found out, I think, that it's kind of been in the works for a while.
And being at 3, they'd have to decide, do I take a quarterback?
Well, I mean, they said,
I admit Love we screwed up last year, but now we're going to take Mac Jones.
Or 3. You're giving me like 3 hours to call teams who want to trade up to 3.
Right.
Like, we don't want 3. I'm going to go back to 8 or something, right?
Too many options. Too much value.
You're killing me. I'm not prepared for 3 in the draft right now.
You should always prepare.
They were prepared because it's obviously been going on for some time.
So we brought this up in the last hour. If the 49ers and everybody knows they're taking a quarterback, most people think it probably is going to be Mac Jones. If they don't take a quarterback, let's say they get Pitts. Will that not tip us off that, there's a deal here?
They drafted for Green Bay, Pitts at 3.
Yeah, that would be a red flag.
How does it work in the NFL, Andy? Do you have to announce it at the time, or do you announce it after the first round?
I think you actually have to announce it. I think you have to, because they don't do the NBA... He's picking for somebody else.
But there's a huge difference between this June 1st deadline for them as far as cap.
Yes.
So you can announce it, but then not make it official until June 1st?
No, you couldn't do that. That would actually be a trade. So that's why there's some hurdles or technicalities to weave their way through here. Right?
So you literally have to, if Pitts is the guy, he literally has to get up there with a San Francisco 49er cap on the whole works, and you have to play it like he's going to be, they're going to have two really good tight ends on that team.
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm trying to think how the Philip Rivers, Eli Manning thing worked, right? They drafted him, but the story was out there. Like, they didn't swap picks. They
made
the picks.
But this is different. You got to wait till June 1st, because it's $38 million or like $16 dead cap.
Yeah, the media can speculate.
I mean, not, but even more than speculate, look at free agency, look at everything. Trades, you know, trades are made in February that can't be announced until the new league year, so... It's just that it puts Kyle Pitts in a weird position. You get drafted by the 49ers, but you're going to Green Bay. It's a weird night.
Well, he would know.
All Aaron Rodgers. I blame Aaron Rodgers because it's all about him. Carlos was right. He's an I guy who's only won once, despite everybody telling me forever he's the most talented quarterback in the National Football League. Funny how that worked.
This is going to be an incredible night tonight. We're going to get right back to your phone call. 617-779-7937. Andy Hart sitting in with us here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Find us on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Right back here on OMF, 2.5 hours before they start the NFL draft out in Cleveland, where, by the way, it's raining, and they're doing it outdoors. It's raining. Feel bad for Tim Tebow today, guys, because he got a lot of attention, more attention than he's gotten in a long, long time for about 10 minutes. And then the Sarah Rogers story broke out. So Andy Hart is with us here in the final hour. He'll be with you in the next hour and then throughout the evening. So we threw this out at the start of the show. What do you want the Patriots to do tonight? Your wishes. And then actually, what do you think Bill is actually going to do?
So I want them to draft a quarterback.
Good for you.
And this Aaron Rodgers thing could help them because it could push another guy down
tonight,
the board.
Though, tonight, not in the third, fourth round. Tonight.
Yeah, no. A real quarterback.
Okay,
not a
you.
Developmental, Stidham competitive competition quarterback. Oh, no.
Move up in the draft, Andy?
Or play it right. I mean, read the room properly. They pay Bill $20 million a year to do that. I want him to play poker, do what he needs to do. But get Justin Fields, get Trey Lance, get whoever you like. What I think they're going to do, I think they're going to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think they're going to take best player available, which, by the way, I don't hate. If they can somehow get Jalen Waddle, and now it's Jalen Waddle with Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm kind of intrigued by that team, and you didn't sell out because I'm assuming you gave up at most the 46th pick in the draft to get Garoppolo.
See, my dream is a quarterback like
that's
yourself.
My dream.
Identify the quarterback where they have to go up to 11, 12, because his team's behind you now.
Yep.
You know, and they might want it to jump. So you may have to move up, even if it's a couple of spots, to get your guy. I kind of have three options. I'd be okay if they stayed home and they drafted one of those corners.
J.C. Horn?
Yeah, because
that's
you need a corner. You need a number one corner. One of these two guys, SEC, going up against that talent, like that corner. Unfortunately, what I think they're going to do is they're going to sit there at 15, and they're going to announce that they just drafted Christian Dawasaw, offensive tackle, Virginia Tech.
Ugh.
And then I'm going to just pour my crown right down the sink or down my throat quickly, and I'm going to throw up.
Now, your two non-QB drafting scenarios.
Corner. If it's
but do those include Jimmy? Are they getting Jimmy in those scenarios?
I don't want Jimmy.
So you don't want Jimmy. So in those scenarios, they take Christian Dawasaw and the quarterback is either Stidham or Newton.
I know. I think they end up drafting a quarterback late in that second, third round.
So the quarterback is still Newton or Stidham.
Yeah.
They're not drafting Davis Mills, and he's starting as a rookie.
Don't you?
He barely started at Stanford.
No, Cam Newton's your starter next year.
I don't care for that.
Okay. You're asking if I care for it or not, but Cam Newton's your starter.
You're going to be drinking Crown tonight and then throughout the fall if that happens.
He may want to start in about 10 minutes because he's going to need it.
But you think if they draft a quarterback at 15 or 12 – he's your starter this year?
No, but I'm excited.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm not excited for Mills or Mond or any of those guys.
No.
At least if you tell me it's Justin Fields or Trey Lance, he doesn't have to start this year.
He won't.
I'm still naturally excited.
See, that's right.
It's like when I know somebody's in Pawtucket in the old days and you say, he's coming.
Yeah.
He's coming. It's when you have nobody coming that you have a problem.
Thank you.
All right, you guys like lots of hope, and I get that, and I understand
Glenn, you just
it.
Traded 6 first-round picks for frickin' Aaron Rodgers.
That's not hope. That's making me
that's
a
stupidity.
Contender.
That's stupidity. That's desperation.
Instantly.
Desperation
so I'm with
is
you
when you get
with Jalen Waddle. I've been saying this for the last few days. I would move if I have to move up to 10, 11, 12, Waddle's the guy I want. I'm looking at Noah Edelman. But I think it's a no-brainer, Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm taking into consideration before I go for Waddle.
Yes.
Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be here. The 49ers have no other recourse here. There's none. What they're doing is they're playing back and forth for what the value is. And the 49ers thought it was a first, and they thought it was a second, and we're probably down to a third, and maybe Bill wants to give a fourth. That's what it comes down to, and Bill's going to wait it out because he figures maybe they're going to have to cut him in the end because they're going to need the money. Who knows? Maybe they need the money for Aaron Rodgers, and they cut him this weekend.
And didn't you think the first thing, my reaction from Kyle Shanahan the other day was, he knows what's happening. He already knows that Jimmy's gone.
We got five guys.
The way he talked about him.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't possibly be that disrespectful to a guy and say, yeah, see you at training camp, Jimmy. I mean, I know I said every rookie quarterback in the draft is better than you. I know I said we need a starting quarterback, but I want you better. There is no way. So that made me feel like the deal is done. Maybe the deal's already done with the Patriots. Maybe the rest of this crap is just window dressing.
It could very well be.
I think we have five number ones.
Can we? Is there a scenario to where everybody...
Five aces.
Where everybody... Is your dream scenario where everybody gets what they want? Meaning at 15 or 13, you move up a couple spots and you get a Justin Fields? And then you trade a fourth or fifth round pick for Garoppolo, and everyone's like, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that could, I think that could happen.
On a new deal, because I think Garoppolo would probably get a new deal there, some sort of restructured deal.
Right. Yeah.
So you could look at Garoppolo as a one-year guy. Maybe he looks at you as a one-year, too. I'll use you.
Yeah.
I was comfortable with Bill. I know that system. I can go hit the open market in a year, proved I was healthy. They have better talent. We put up some numbers, and I know they're using me.
Yeah.
I know they're using me as a bridge to get to Lance or Fields or whoever.
That makes everybody happy.
It does. And I, just from a Patriot Nation, isn't that fun?
No kidding.
Doesn't that give you excitement?
I hate to get real here.
Oh, jeez.
Unfortunately, I think it is more likely that Bill drafts another player at number 15, or he drops down, Andy, because he's got a big hole between 46 and 96. 50 picks are going to go off the board, and he can't even participate. So I think he either does that, or he takes a different player. The Jimmy Garoppolo thing, I think, is a no-brainer. I think it could, as you said, be already done. It will get done.
I have a question.
And then he drafts a quarterback in the third round or the fourth round, one of those other guys.
I got a question for you.
How often has that worked?
I got a question for you. You got that big gap, right? Second, third round, whatever.
Yeah, I hate it.
Steph Gilmore on this team this weekend?
Yeah, I'm starting to think Gilmore's going to be here.
For $7
million? Or you give him another... his knee is an issue. If you remember, he's hurt.
Yeah.
So there's like a weird area here where... If you're a team looking to trade for him, are you allowed to work him out? Is he healthy? Yeah, what's the physicals? Whatever. Because last we saw him, he wasn't playing. He was hurt. And I think, and the other issue is, the idea I had is, at this point, Stephon Gilmore is only valuable to a playoff contender, right? Well,
correct.
If the Patriots now believe they're a playoff contender, if they're a Jimmy G away from being a playoff team.
Well, a playoff team that has every intention in the world to extend him and give him the money he wants, but we all know Bill won't.
But Andy's right, though.
There's a question with health here. And so he might have to play for $7.5 million with Bill sitting there going, you know, you'll earn your money if you go out and you have a terrific season. Then you can go back into free agency.
Or they bump him again. Maybe they can work out a Seymour deal where they just slide a little cash across the table. They've done it occasionally over the years. I don't know that he'd be happy because I'm guessing what he would like right now is like a three-year, $45 million extension with $30 million guaranteed.
Right.
Right. Something like, did you notice him today promoting himself on Twitter?
No.
As he was out there saying, yeah, everybody loves the undrafted rookies, but what about the guys that, you know, were expected to be good and are good? And I was like, pretty sure you're talking about yourself as the seventh pick in the draft in Buffalo, and then you were a high-priced free agent, and you lived up to your contract as a free agent.
Is that because he's here and they're going to draft J.C. Horn and replace him?
Possibly. Or he's just trying to drum up, listen, I'm still here, people. I still want to get paid. I'm still a year removed from defensive player of the year. I'm one of the best cornerbacks in the league. Why is there not? They're all doing it. Maybe he was trying to, Aaron Rodgers, you got to get your name out there, promote yourself.
There's a team out there, you said a good team out there that would say, you know, we'll bring him in here. And given where the scenario is right now, it's $7 million, but we're going to give him a 2-3 year extension on top of that. What do you want for that? You know, because we need that number one corner, like a team like Dallas. Even we're going to try to get some defense in this draft. Our defense sucks. Right away, we can improve our defense with this guy. Right away.
So you go to 10. Now it's part of the trade to move up to 10. Because that's the thing is, in your head, you say, well, teams in the top 10 probably don't need a 31-year-old elite corner because they're too far away.
Right.
But is Dallas really in the top 10? Or did their quarterback break his leg and looked ridiculous? Yeah. And, you know, are they closer maybe to a playoff team? So they'd say, yeah, that's part of the deal. You give us your one, you give us a two, and you give us Gilmore, you come up.
You come down to 15, you take that kid, Micah Parsons, and you're like, all right, we just improved our defense, you know, in whatever, two guys.
I think it's theoretically possible. That's why I think, again, this is the most interesting draft we've seen in a long
time.
And the theory, the other issue, do you remember when they drafted Ty Warren? I keep bringing this up. It's a totally different position.
I don't.
They traded up to get Ty Warren as like the fifth defensive tackle to go in the top 14 picks because they knew they flat out needed a defensive tackle. Their run defense sucked the year before. It was a pure need pick, and there was a run on them. It was like the seventh pick, the eighth pick, the ninth pick, and they're sitting there. They traded up to get the last one, right? So it was a pure need, borderline desperation move, and it was good. He was a good player for them, right?
Yeah.
Isn't this the same thing? You're sitting at 15. You need a damn quarterback. You know four of those quarterbacks are going
to
be gone.
Yeah, but they had to have liked Ty Warren. I don't think it was just complete desperation. And we've had this debate before. Glenn keeps saying, you know, what makes you think they like the fifth best quarterback? Well, they don't. I mean, they might look at the guy that gets picked fifth like a guy like Mel Kiper when he says Mac Jones is the best, second best, or Justin Fields, rather, second best quarterback in the draft.
Yep.
So they might sit there and say, yeah, I know he's the fourth guy taken, but we actually have him second on the board behind Lawrence. So, yeah, they waited on Warren as the fifth tackle, but they still had to have a high grade on him.
And then
they wouldn't just take it out of desperation.
I don't think it would be pure desperation, but you also don't know how far. I mean, the 49ers are selling me on all five guys are great, right?
They're
Kyle
lying.
Shanahan traded up three first-round picks.
I don't believe that
and
at all.
And he's saying all five
exactly
of them are
who was
good.
There. No, they moved up for a guy.
They moved
exactly.
up to three to give to Green Bay months ago. And we knew nothing about it.
Let me give you the flip side of what you were talking about with Ty Warren. Bill looks at five quarterbacks going off the board by the time he goes to 15. He's sitting there going, oh, my God, I can get the second quarterback on my board here. Mm. I can get the second or the best edge rusher. I can get the best linebacker. Are you kidding me? That's tremendous value. Because five teams wanted to take a risk and a gamble on these young quarterbacks.
And
they
none of it means crap if you don't have a quarterback.
Thank you.
Right?
It's true. Right? But I just think
best quarterback in football a couple of years ago, and Tom Brady and company got bumped early.
Well, I've said before, I mean, Jalen Ramsey's the best corner in football. Aaron Donald's the best defensive player in football. They haven't won a Super Bowl.
Right.
And their team is like, the reason why is because our quarterback's not good. We got to upgrade our quarterback.
Or like the Jaguars. Yeah. Remember when they had that defense? It was unbelievable, that defense. He didn't have a quarterback. The whole team blew up after it. Yeah, if you don't have the quarterback, the rest is just lipstick on a pig. It's
Blake
still
Bortles
a pig.
Was a first-round pick, was he not?
He wasn't good.
But he was a first-round pick.
Wasn't good. That doesn't make him good. There's first-round quarterbacks and quarterbacks that go in the first round, Glenn. Not the same thing.
it is the same thing.
Nope,
it's because
not the same
you
thing.
Pick him in the first round and you misevaluated what you were getting.
So, Bill? Don't misevaluate. The other guys that were carrying the ball through this draft process, Elliot Wolf and Matt Patricia and all these names he's thrown out there, the collaborative effort that I'm hearing is new.
Notice he mentions every one of their names. He goes through Ziegler and Grohl and
you know what those
Wolf
are called?
And Matt Patricia.
What does Chris Carter call those?
Fall guys. Yeah.
If this draft goes bad, hey, Robert, you wanted it more collaborative. I gave you all the names that were calibrating.
All right, here's the better question with this first round, because the quarterback thing intrigues everybody, and I think that's what everybody's looking for. Go get one of these young quarterbacks. I think Lou's right. That gives you the hope. I think fans will be ecstatic if they move up and get one of these quarterbacks.
Hope.
What if he's sitting at 15 and one of those quarterbacks, or Christian, who's not here today, thinks that two of those guys could possibly be there at 15. What does Bill do then? And if he passes then, how crazy will people be after this draft?
Well, I'll say this. If there's two quarterbacks left and he's not high on either one of them, then he would obviously trade out if someone's interested.
That's obvious.
Correct.
I mean, right?
And he should. I mean, I don't know where you guys are at. I got into an argument on Sunday.
I just hope he likes one of them.
But are you guys still in the world of you trust Bill to make that decision? Because that's been a popular Tangway, Curran. He doesn't know how to make the pick. He doesn't know what to do.
At 15, I do.
I do, because I can't think of anybody else I'd rather have do it. I still trust his experience,
his
longevity.
Well, he has sucked the last 5 years.
He has, but so has a lot of other people. That's my
point. Not as bad as him.
I tell you what, though, if you look at those picks, though, Lou, high up in the first round, 15 and up, he's been great.
That's what I said.
Over the years. Yeah, he's been great.
Well, yeah,
so,
there's what, like three of them?
Yeah.
Ty Warren, Gerard Mayo, and Richard Seymour?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. There's been a few.
Yeah.
Who else?
People are going to go out of their mind if there is a quarterback sitting there at 15. Everybody,
yes, they will.
As you watch those guys dropping, one or two of those guys, and they're on the board, the question will be, and you already said it, Andy, do you play poker? Do you move up? Or do you sit there and you wait and maybe one falls on your lap? What happens if it falls on his lap and he takes another player or he trades down?
And we had it last year, right? Jordan Love was that guy.
Yeah,
Jordan Love was the highly thought of guy that was available. They chose, and we'll find out. Maybe the Packers have already found out he's not the guy, or maybe he's starting this year when Aaron Rodgers gets traded. You say, why didn't the Patriots get Jordan Love? Why is he flinging the ball all over the field?
Yeah.
How about Lamar Jackson, the year he came out and they went for Sony Michel?
I put that one in a different category.
Well, Sony's a Hall of Famer, though. So, I mean, that worked out well.
In high school?
There were people, remember
with
Josh?
Knee trouble.
Remember? Josh loves him. He loves Lamar Jackson.
Yep. But that's a different beast because that's a running quarterback, wholesale change to your price scheme, your philosophy. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, Jordan Love, do we know he stinks or do we know he's great? We have no idea what Jordan Love is right now, and we could already be talking about that. They passed on him. They could do it again on field. The bigger issue is you need a quarterback.
By the way, we learned it last January.
Yeah. You have to invest in the quarterback. Either you have a Hall of Famer that's making $25 or $30 million a year, or you have a guy you took in the first round. That's how teams win, correct? Yeah. They don't have either.
Yeah. By the way, you guys were asking a question earlier about what the Green Bay Packers think about Jordan Love. According to Ian Rappaport, the rap sheet says they love him.
Of course
they do. Love him.
Is this like when Diana Rossini said the Patriots love Jarrett Stidham?
This hour of OMF brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. We continue on with more WEEI's coverage of the NFL draft. Andy will be around with the next hour with Mutt. It's all presented by Zooty. You can build any application your company needs in just 1 week. Get your free trial today. Visit Zooty.com for details. Coming up next, in Last Call, we have big Mike Tyson news. Plus, in the process of covering the biggest football story of the day, Shefty ended up blindsiding one of his colleagues. Woo, colleague on colleague crime. It's next.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
Good.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We were going to talk about this today, but obviously the Aaron Rodgers story kind of sidetracked us. This is Nick Pivetta after he outdueled Jacob deGrom last night.
I think I'm just as good as deGrom. You know, I think I'm obviously his... But the way that I go into it is I have to mentally put myself in that I'm as good as DeGrom and I'm going to be DeGrom. You know, that's just what you have to do. He's an incredible pitcher. Don't get me wrong. I love watching him pitch. I think he's incredible. But I can't let him being up here let me get down here. I have to go up and meet him right there and believe in myself. And the guys behind me make me believe in myself. The guys on the bench make me believe in myself. Christian Vasquez makes me believe in himself. Same with the coaching staff, you know. That's how you have to go. And we're all on an even playing field at the end of the night. It's who's going to go out and do what they need to do. And he's an incredible pitcher, of course, but I have to put myself on that level at the same time with my same confidence. I can't put anybody higher than I am, you know.
I like the approach, and it worked.
Yeah, I like it.
That's a good approach.
It's not true.
He's not as good as DeGrom.
But I was going to ask, did you, when you stepped into the batter's box and you were facing whoever the hot pitcher of the time was, dominant, did you think, no, I'm better than him?
They got Louie up.
Or did you, in your head, know he was great?
I never thought that was better, but I was like, I know I can hit him. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, right. You know I can hit this guy no matter who it is. But and that's I going into that game, I was like, the right guy's on the mound to go against DeGrom. Like, it's been 4 or 5 starts, but that guy, like, he's just, you could just tell. He's like, he's got some fire on the mound. You knew he'd be looking forward to kind of going up against the best. Like, I don't think he thinks he's as good as DeGrom.
I think it's a confidence
builder. But for one night, he's like, I have to tell myself I can beat this guy. I'm not going to walk in going, my God.
Right. It's like he's cornerbacks, just, the cornerback mentality. Yeah, I have to have confidence. I'm an elite corner. I can cover. Otherwise, what are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Why am I even here?
That was a big performance. He's given up, I think, 2 hits or in his last 2 starts.
It's pretty good now.
I love their pitching the last 2 nights, and I don't know what it is because that's a pretty good Mets lineup, though. That Mets lineup has not hit at all.
No,
all
right, now.
Does Mike Tyson plan on fighting again? We leave it up to TMZ.
Champ, fight with Holyfield's off. We're going to see you still return to the ring, champ.
Good night,
guys.
Got it.
What do you say? I said with the Evander Holyfield rematch off, are you still going to return to the ring, sir?
I'm going to fight Lennox Lewis.
Lennox Lewis?
Yeah.
dude. I can't wait to see that. When's it going to
happen? September.
September?
Yeah.
Thanks, Champ. Appreciate you.
I got to tell you, with what Mike Tyson just said to that guy, I would have crapped my pants. Did you? He said, excuse me, what'd you say? If Mike Tyson said, excuse me, what'd you say to me? I would need new underwear.
Lennox Lewis? Yeah.
Go! I'm not buying that again. Like the whole, like,
no, I'm done.
Wear,
I'm done. I don't
they're wear headgear. Nobody can be knocked out. Like, right. Just,
how do you enforce that?
No, it's, I'm sorry. These guys,
you know what? I'll watch Mike Tyson on Hangover the 7th or the 9th.
Or his new Mike's commercial. Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
Who's Mike's are these? And he yells from across. That's funny. That's what
all these guys have run out of money. They just need a little bit of money.
Right.
That's it.
But we're in a world where social media people are fighting, and it's like big fights, and everybody's fighting. So I guess, why not Mike Tyson, too?
All right, so Adam Schefter's been a big part of the day here talking about football and the NFL draft. He before he knew what the Rodgers story was, he was on set at the NFL draft in Cleveland. And listen to how he completely sets up Diana Rossini for failure.
Yeah, Laura, when we come back, I'm going to have some breaking news for you.
Oh, what a tease. Oh, my goodness. Okay, on that
God
note, yes, and just wait until we see what that is. I'm not even sure what it is. On that note, we'll go to Diana Rossini with some developing news, a developing story, Diana. We're now just hours away. I'm sorry, Diana. That Schefter bomb just came in there. What's the latest you're hearing with the Saints?
Every single person at home is like, get this chick off the air right now. We want to hear Adam Schefter. We want Adam. We all want Adam. Okay, but Adam, he knows all about this report, but I'll share him with you. So here's what I've learned over the last few hours, guys. The New Orleans Saints are working very...
like, whatever.
No one cares.
I need Schefter. You know, I think it was Damian Woody who actually teased it. Like, Schefter's got a Schefty bomb coming. And I was like, Schefty bomb coming. And then literally like 30 seconds, a minute later, I saw that tweet. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, Laura, when we come back, I'm going to have some breaking news for you.
Just calmly. Yeah,
breaking news.
Got some breaking news for you.
I mean, don't you have to almost hype it up even more than that?
No,
breaking
see, he
news
likes
that
to
will
play
just
coy.
Send shockwaves
he likes
across
to play
the NFL.
Coy.
Every person on NFL Live actually tweeted like a tease for it. They went to commercial break, came back, and immediately he said it.
Yeah, all of them did. Yeah,
unbelievable. And the worst part about this has been going on for some time, as we're now learned, right? This has been in the works where he's been going back and forth with them, and finally it happens on draft day. Only because I think Aaron Rodgers wanted it to happen on draft day. He got screwed a year ago. On draft day, and he's basically shoving it right back to them, saying, okay, you screwed me a year ago, Green Bay Packers. I'm going to screw you now.
No question.
Wow.
That is a toxic relationship, and I love watching it unfold.
Yeah, more fun.
All right, so you're on with Mutt coming up next on the continued draft preview show. Is that correct, Andy?
Indeed. Rolls right over into the 6 o'clock hour, baby.
Atta, babe.
Somebody, Mutt's got to answer this question for me. I just saw this on BetMGM. So if you put $50,000 tonight on a bet on Trevor Lawrence to be the number one pick in the draft, you win $4,000.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't anybody do that? Isn't that guaranteed automatic money?
Yeah. You say.
That doesn't seem to make sense right until.
Do you think the Aaron Rodgers thing?
The Jaguars have traded the first pick.
You say a lot of those things seem easy.
No, that one seems really easy, though.
Kind of does.
That seems too much.
Kind of does.
That seems wrong.
Kind of does. But a lot of people sit there, they don't want to bet like $100, a couple hundred. You're going to bet like $100 to win $4.
But if I had like $1 million, I'll put $1 million on that instead of putting it into freaking Bitcoin or something.
So I'm looking at another
this is
one.
Guaranteed.
Now.
Glenn,
shut your mouth. That bet you read is completely wrong. He's minus $10,000. A $50,000 bet wins $500.
I'm just reading it with Darren Revelle. Darren Revelle just
he works at the Action Network and he gets betting lines wrong all the time.
So it's minus $10,000.
Yeah, minus $10,000, $50,000 wins $500.
Actually, I just went to FanDuel, and if you put $20,000 down for Trevor Lawrence to be the number one pick in the draft, you net $40.
There you go.
$40.
That makes more sense.
I can put it in a savings account
$40.
And get the same return.
That makes more sense.
Listen, Darren Revelle, he knows all about this stuff, right?
Yeah, well, Revelle seems to be wrong.
It's like mud on a national basis. That's what he is.
Oh, wow.
All right, Lou, we're going to be back here tomorrow. Fitzy will join us again tomorrow.
Talking about the new quarterback.
Justin Fields, baby. Offensive lineman?
And Jimmy Garoppolo.
Defensive lineman, get ready for that offensive
Christian
lineman.
Doubt.
Mutt coming up next. You got your draft preview show, and we'll all be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock to talk about what the Patriots did tonight. Should be a fascinating night. Enjoy it. Stay safe out there.
Look at the Pats' first-round draft class. WEEI's coverage of the NFL draft is presented by Zuti. Build any application your company needs in 1 week. Get your free trial today. Visit Zuti.com for details.